beyond our needs or seek an excess of military power that could be provocative as well as wasteful. And it is in this spirit that in this fiscal year we are cutting back our production of enriched uranium by 25%. We are shutting down 4 plutonium piles. We are closing many non-essential military installations. And it is in this spirit that we today call on our adversaries to do the same. Third, we must make increased use of our food as an instrument of peace, making it available by sale or trade or loan or donation to hungry people in all nations, which tell us of their needs and accept proper conditions of distribution. Fourth, we must assure our preeminence in the peaceful exploration of outer space, focusing on an expedition to the moon in this decade, in cooperation with other powers if possible, alone if necessary. Fifth, we must expand world trade, having recognized in the Act of 1962 that we must buy as well as sell. We now expect our trading partners to recognize that we must sell as well as buy. We are willing to give them competitive access to our market, asking only that they do the same for us. Sixth, we must continue through such measures as the interest equalization tax, as well as the cooperation of other nations, our recent progress toward balancing our international accounts. This administration must and will preserve the present gold value of the dollar. Seventh, we must become better neighbors with the free states of the Americas, working with the councils of the OAS, with a stronger alliance for progress, and with all the men and women of this hemisphere who really believe in liberty and justice for all. Eighth, we must strengthen the ability of free nations everywhere to develop their independence and raise their standard of living, and thereby frustrate those who prey on poverty and chaos. To do this, the rich must help the poor, and we must do our part. We must achieve a more rigorous administration of our development assistance, with larger roles for private investors, for other industrialized nations, and for international agencies, and for the recipient nations themselves.